The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it to roll year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze.
There's a man right there. All the world is Dino so Paul Crocetti. The great Dean Martin right there. Has had such fun on Friday at Fox and Friends doing Baby It's Cold Outside with Dean's daughter, Dina. We were in the green room, and so much was going on. Bill Hemmer was there. Everybody was there. We're just meeting everybody. And then she and I really didn't have a chance to rehearse, but I saw her take out someone showed her a picture of her. Somebody tweeted me the Dean Martin Christmas special on the Dean Martin Show with Frank Sinatra. And I think it was Nancy was there and Dina with Dean back in the day. So someone said, how old was your father at that point? And she said, 47. He was 47. And I said, now I felt old because now I'm older than the heroes that I always admired like that, you know. But he was a great dad and a great guy, Dean Martin. So we pay tribute to him on Friday, and proudly so, too. So great to have you with us. My goodness gracious, what a morning. We had a lot to talk about. Commissioner Bill Bratton, you do not want to miss, coming up momentarily on the program. Executive Chairman with Teneo Risk, former commissioner of the NYPD, the Boston Police Department, former Los Angeles police chief. This is a man who has dedicated his life in a legendary fashion to law enforcement. We're going to talk about criminal justice reforms. He was the first one to step up to see the dangers of what's happening within our I'm going to blame the politicians, but that's exactly what's happening. You politicians are just making it more dangerous. Bill Bratton will explain why that is happening. Dr. Carter Page. Yes, I was with Carter Page at the Tony LoBianco party last night. Hey, Carter, I said, Carter, you got to come on the show, man. After what he went through, Carter Page went through, after the Comey interview with Chris Wallace. We should really play some video or audio rather of Chris Wallace with Comey. He would not let Comey off, and I've always felt Chris Wallace was anti-president, you know. But he always goes up against, no matter what you're for, he's going to go against it. That's his Chris Wallace's journalistic style. But boy, did he just put Comey in his place last night. I thought, I don't know how Comey can even come back and say anything. There's no excuse for what happened. I mean, to start the whole Mueller probe off of this Steele dossier, which was a political takedown piece, and then to go into the FISA court, he knew everything. Don't you think, Frank? Don't you think James Comey knew everything going in, or is he playing? He looked like he was playing dumb with, and I could tell by the tone of his voice, just on observation wise, that Comey was guilty as charged.
Well, I'm not sure which is worse, right? If he knew everything that was going on, including these 17 instances of FBI misconduct, which Comey refused to call misconduct, then is that better that he knew about them? Or is it better that he was so incompetent and detached from what all the people that he appointed to the top echelons of the agency were doing? So which is worse? Was he incompetent or was he corrupt? I don't know. I don't know which is worse.
Only five boroughs. You know what? It's so true. And maybe, but he got. I was wrong. He actually said, "I was wrong. I know. I know." The inspector general said he was right. The inspector general was right. I was wrong. I should. I should have been aware of that. Do we just forgive the guy? Can they let Roger Stone go now? You know what I'm saying? Can they let General Flynn? I'm sorry, Michael Caputo. We're gonna give all the money you spent. Michael joined us earlier. Carter Page coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. All this damage that this has caused, and what gets me crazy is that the Democrats in Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler and their puppets, I know, but whoever it is, if it's Soros, if it's Pelosi, whoever it is, putting these puppets up to this, to the task of trying to impeach the president, it's a political witch hunt takedown. They don't care about the damage that they cause. If I'm a politician, if I ran for Congress, or I ran and I made it to Washington, and then they pull you in and they go, you go, wow, hi. Yeah, hi, we're the hierarchy of the party. Here's the first thing you got to do. You got to call these 200 people on this list, and you got to raise money. And we want you to raise money. Oh, and here's what else we're going to do. The mantra we're using, it's quid pro quo. Okay, this week, now we're going to use obstruction of justice. Okay, this week, we're obstruction of Congress. And you're going to go with us in the... in the name of God, Frankie, I couldn't go along with it because you're there for the people. They get caught in this political vortex, for crying out loud.
Well, you see what happens if you demonstrate any independence on the Democratic side. Jeff Van Drew, who's not a conservative by any means. He votes with Nancy Pelosi most of the time. And all he did was say, I'm going to vote against impeachment. And they showed him this poll that shows 70% of his constituents would vote against him in a Democratic primary. So your reward for being independent is you no longer get to serve the community. It's really disheartening.
And no one looks
at the same on the Republican side.
And exactly right. And no one looks at right or wrong.
Right.
Right or wrong. Look at the collateral damage. They don't think that Schiff can go out and talk about the president and then talk about this person, that person, and who should testify. They ruin lives, man. And when you go to the Department of Justice, And they could have all that power. And like they said, they have all the money in the world, right? Like Anthony Pope always says, when you fight the government, and he's gone up against the government, federal court many, many times, they got all the money in the world. They got all the time in the world. They have unlimited resources just to destroy citizens when indeed they are innocent.
Well, and that's such a good point. And if you look at this was a high-profile investigation, this Russia investigation, and it was the involved Donald Trump, who even before he was elected was one of the best-known people in the whole world. If they're going to make 17 errors, and I'm being very charitable, going along with Michael Horowitz's description of them as errors. But if they're going to make 17 errors in an investigation this high profile, think about how many errors they're making in an investigation that's just ordinary, of a normal person, that's not high profile.
Yeah.
Think of how many corners the FBI might be cutting on a regular basis in the course of these investigations that they're doing.
Well, how do you deal with Comey? Does he go to jail? If he was incompetent, he was incompetent, like you said. If it was criminal, it was criminal. On both cases, should the man have to serve some time?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not really clear necessarily to me what crime he specifically committed. And I'm a guy that generally believes that prison should be reserved for violent criminals, not for people that do things like lie to Congress. But certainly, I could see a Bar Association complaint, or I'd love to see James Comey lose his law license. It's clear to me that he's lied before Congress repeatedly
and put
his own interests ahead of the interests of the country, even while he was FBI director.
We're talking about the Chris Wallace, James Comey interview yesterday, and Chris Wallace did a great job. And did you hear Comey say, he said to Chris Wallace, oh, my mother-in-law keeps asking me, are you going to go to jail? Are you going to jail? You see, all of a sudden, he's scared. He's scared because he knows he was wrong. But all I keep thinking, I have no sympathy in this regard because of the collateral damage, because of the people that they took down, the money, the terror. You're going to do a pre-dawn raid. Roger Stone is Roger Stone. He doesn't need any sympathy. He's a tough guy.
Well, in fairness, Comey was no longer with the agency at the time that took place.
But, you know, it's all started under his watch, I think. And correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie, and almost started under.
Well, you know, Stone was a byproduct of the Mueller probe, and Mueller was appointed to investigate Comey's firing. But I think if you look at the fact that Stone has now been convicted of lying to Congress when Comey hasn't even been charged shows there's two different standards of justice, and it's not conservative or liberal. It's one for insiders, one for outsiders.
Wild.
Comey's very much an insider. You know, Stone very much an outsider.
Yeah, wild.
These
Listen,
days.
We're opening presidents, presidents. This is because, look at this. I got this is
Trump calendar.
Yeah, this is it. So God bless. This is from Gene Picario. Is that right? This year, instead of a Three Stooges calendar, I thought it more appropriate for our President Trump calendar. You three are my favorite Stooges. There we are. Always enjoy. Al, when you want to join us, you let us know. Always enjoy your show. Merry Christmas and blessed 2020.
What do you want me to say?
There it is. A nice, beautiful
President
Trump calendar right there. Thank you, Gene. We appreciate it very, very much.
You want to join us. I love it. I don't say a word because you two are having a substantial conversation, and I don't want to interrupt with some, you know, jocularity or whatever. First time I haven't interrupted, and I can't even remember how long in the history of the show, and now suddenly I'm being told to interrupt whenever I feel like.
Jocularity. I love it like that.
But in addition, you talk about Michael Flynn. The thing about Comey, I have never been a Comey fan. I was critical of Obama when he appointed him. I was incredibly critical of Donald Trump for the 4 months that he kept him on the job as FBI director. But I thought how he treated Hillary was unfair. I thought how he treated Trump was incredibly unfair. But in terms of Comey, after he left office, he was participating in some symposium to sell his book or to gin up his legal fees for whatever seven-figure law firm he's going to join next, or for whatever seven-figure speaking fees he can enjoy now. But he's participating in this symposium, and he's asked about this General Flynn conversation. And the moderator asks him, how did you get the General Flynn, how did the FBI speak to General Flynn without an attorney? And Comey basically says, I sent them. And then he goes on this bizarre description about how, well, I thought because the administration was still new and there was a transition and the White House counsel wasn't in place yet, maybe he would talk to them without an attorney. And I find for a guy that was not only FBI director, but deputy attorney general and the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, to brag about getting people to incriminate themselves without a lawyer, I think that's everything that's wrong with the criminal justice system. That's why people distrust cops and prosecutors, because they know that at times there are certain people in law enforcement that are willing to, willing to cheat and willing to get people to incriminate themselves just to get a win. I mean, to me, if I was Comey and I did that, I wouldn't brag about it. I would never tell a soul. He's bragging about the fact that he conned Flynn into talking with FBI agents without an attorney. I mean, that's not something to be proud of. It's a bad guy.
I know, and all they're concerned about is this impeachment thing today that you'll see, although the two articles, these two weak articles of impeachment that they'll bring forth today, and it's just that this is what concerns me more, the everyday citizen being hurt by the DOJ of all people. I have to say this every time I say this, the FBI is great. I talk with the agents. I know the agents, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the undercover cops that I go speak. And I remember I told you that I was in Philly and I was going to do a upbeat speech to the FBI jaws? I'd be honored to do that. And indeed I did. I went down there to the field office in Philadelphia, and then I saw all these guys dressed undercover in where? Camden, New Jersey. That when it was back then the toughest, meanest, most dangerous city in the United States of America. So we thank God for the FBI. Appreciate what they're doing. But if there's two or three rogue actors within the FBI, that's two or three too many.
But it appears there were many more than two or three.
You think so? Yeah.
Look, we have Comey. We have the FBI attorney that, according to the IG report, altered evidence to get the FISA surveillance report renewed. You have Andrew McCabe, whose wife, while she was running for office, took all this money from Terry McAuliffe while Andrew McCabe was investigating Hillary Clinton. You have Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, who are exchanging messages about how horrible Donald Trump is while they're investigating. I mean, these are the people that were at the heart of the investigation.
Yeah. Thank you, Frankie. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Thanks so much for the nice gifts. And Susie's out there, and Commissioner Bill Bratton will join us momentarily. Carter Page coming up next hour. As Susie's birthday today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Big celebration? Big celebration today?
My daughter is taking me out for dinner tonight. Ooh. She's paying.
That's Huge. That's huge, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, you deserve it, Susie. Happy birthday to you. Susie's got traffic in for Debbie Duhaime this morning, 20 after 8 o'clock. Bill Bratton coming up on AM 970. The Answer.
A very tough morning in Queens, Joe. A ton of problems out there. An accident on the Cross Island northbound near the Throgsneck Bridge. We're down to one accident on the Grand Central. It's eastbound at 188th Street. Accident on the Van Wyck northbound at Rockaway Boulevard. And then a problem on the Van Wyck southbound near the LIE. Apparently there's a broken expansion joint that's got the left lane out southbound. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George, not too bad. 15 to 20 for either level. The inbound Lincoln is 30. The Holland's 30 from the Turnpike 40 from 1 to 9. Uh-oh, accident in Paramus. The always busy Route 4 westbound at Forest Avenue. Crash in Edison, 287 northbound at exit 2. Patterson accident cleared off 80 westbound at exit 60. Not too bad at all. Very minor delays on the thruway southbound in Rockland County near exit 12. Good to go in the Tappan Zee. And on Long Island, there's an accident on the Sac that goes southbound at Pioneer Drive. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Sorry, they're
You can hear us over the drilling.
Listen to that. They've got some kind of construction going on. And we've asked them not to do it for at least the time we're on the air. And for the rent that we pay, the least they can do is stop with the jackhammers that are early in the morning.
That's loud.
Yeah. Hey, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, we will prevail. Route 22 Toyota, we got till 8:25, all right? First five callers, next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends at Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded again, but if you go right there, you can talk to Alex Kinsella. You can talk to Iggy is over there, right? And Chester and Johnny and Chris, great people. I mean, great people. And when you go over, you don't have to deal with dummies, what I love. No shenanigans, no back and forth. And you go over there, you're going to say, you're going to make the phone call, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You'll go into this brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. The brand spanking new. The whole customer lounge is new. The whole showroom is new. You're going to go, look at this place like this. Heard John Piscopo. And while you're getting your free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota, you're going to see some really awesome cars and vehicles. And you could talk to Alex Kinsella about making that deal that I would tell you about. 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. We love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. They helped Frankie. They helped Mike Gallagher. They helped my sister Carol. They helped me when I needed to take care of my son, Mikey. And I'll tell you, and they will help you like family. They are our family. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220. Or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
This holiday, do it right to find gifts for the tool lovers on your list by starting with Lowe's, where you'll also find the season's best deals to help you save. Pick up a Dremel Multimax 12-piece oscillating tool kit for $20 less, now $79. And get a 200-piece Cobalt household tool set for just $99. That's a $500 value if purchased separately. For great deals on tools like these and more, stop in today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/18, U.S. only.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 824 right now, telling you about Mike Lindell's Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one free. That's today. Buy one, get one free. Come on, this is, you get one for yourself, the Giza Sheets, you got to have it. And then you get one for somebody else, right? Plus, you get free shipping. Plus, MyPillow has just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee right through December 21st. You know, if you order now between now and December 25th, you will have the 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st. How about that? That 60-day money-back guarantee goes through March 1st, 2020. Come on now. This is the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. I'm sorry for the noise in the background. That's the construction going. It's New York. What am I going to tell you? What am I going to tell you? You know, use the promo code AM970 when you go to MyPillow.com. You could also call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets for Mr. Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Commissioner Bill Bratton is the executive chairman with Teneo Risk, a former commissioner of the NYPD, Boston Police Department, former Los Angeles Police Department, and kind enough to join us this morning. Commissioner, always a privilege to have you on the show, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Merry Christmas. Best of the season to you.
To you too, indeed. And now, Commissioner, with the stabbing death, Commissioner Bratton, just a terrible, terrible. I mean, our hearts go out to the Majors family, Tessa Majors. A lot of us are concerned that the bad old days of crime in New York City could be coming back. Are you fearful of that, sir?
Well, this is a warning sign, if you will, that we need to pay much more attention to the issue. The criminal justice reform and bail movement that is going to take effect on January 1st is going to be of great concern, and it's going to be a careful watching and analysis. And the death of this young woman, the tragic death of this young woman, is a reminder that despite the almost 30-year decline in crime in the city, crime still does exist. The issue in this one, Joe, is that how did this happen that the NYPD developed the CompStat system, your listeners know about that, back in the 90s to try and identify crime patterns early on? In this park, there seems to have been a significant pattern of crimes that either was detected and not dealt with appropriately enough or was possibly missed. I'd find it hard to believe that it was missed. So the NYPD will now have to reanalyze that what's been going on in that park that ultimately results in this terrible tragedy.
Could this be a wake-up call to our city's policymakers, Commissioner?
I would hope it would be that in 1990-91, when I first came here as chief of the transit police, and we began the turnaround that eventually became the New York miracle, it started in the subway. People tend to forget that the turnaround of crime began in the subway, and then in 94, when Giuliani was elected and I was appointed commissioner, we took what we had learned in the subway, deal with the small things as well as the big things, and we took that to the city streets, and we saw those dramatic declines in crime that began in 94 and have continued to this day. So the lessons learned going back then is that you need to pay attention to small things as well as big things. A lot of the small things now in a much safer city, the decision has been made that there's going to be alternative methods to deal with it rather than just arrest or summons. We have a great experiment underway. I'm just hoping that we haven't swung the pendulum too far in the area of reform where we forget the victims. The whole purpose of the criminal justice system is to basically protect the victims. And right now we have a legislature in Albany that seems more intent on protecting the rights of the perpetrators and tend to forget the Tessas of the world.
So just to reiterate, Commissioner Bratton, we're just a few weeks away from the criminal justice reforms that are going to be implemented on January 1st. And what's going to change? What should New Yorkers be on the lookout for, sir?
Well, actually, January 1st is the day when this law takes effect. The multiplicity of changes that will be put into place that are a part of these reforms. But it's already happening. we are reading almost on a daily basis that some of the people who are being let out of Rikers, in our case in New York City and around the state, that many of these individuals are going to go right back to lives of crime. That's what they are. They are criminals and, unfortunately, career criminals. So we're already beginning to see the effect this December of almost 1,000 people let out of Rikers, going back to the neighborhoods where they committed their crimes in the first place. Many of them don't have family structure to go back to, or if they do, the family structure is a mess. They don't have jobs. They don't have educations. The vast majority of them don't have even high school educations for rudimentary employment. And the facilities that they're going into, many of them are going into the homeless shelters. And so the homeless shelters have the potential that you've got these criminal individuals coming into those shelters, creating even more problems. So the legislature really moved too fast on this. The reform initiatives are things that can be tried out and potentially successfully, but too much too soon with too little funding. The funding in New York, fortunately, is there, but it's going to take a while to put it into place. Now, the rest of the state doesn't have the money. The state's going toward an $8 billion deficit. And meanwhile, they're trying to shut down prisons and put people back out in the street without any ability to give them jobs, give them housing, and to keep track of them.
You know, and then to your point, sir, talking with Commissioner Bill Bratton with Piscopo in the morning, you can understand why so many district attorneys are concerned about what's going on now and what's happening.
District attorneys and judges. There's a judge last week, I tweeted out his comments about how stupid these laws are, because the judges, particularly in bail reform, ties their hands. They have to let people out who've committed very serious crime. And with the backlog we're going to see in the courts, by the time these people get into court to be tried for their offenses on plea deals negotiated with the DAs, in the meantime, they're out there in an unsupervised fashion. Now, the reform issue, Joe, is going to be something to watch very carefully. I'm predicting they're going to have to make major changes in it as some of the ramifications of this ill-thought and underfunded initiative begin to take hold. And I'm hoping that we don't have more tragedies like the one that just happened. But again, in this city of 8.5 million people, you just never know.
And in Jersey City, you know, it just seared my heart, Commissioner, to see what happened not only to the Jewish community there and innocent civilians there. Joseph Seals, Detective Seals, 15-year veteran of the Jersey City Police Department, taken out. Stephen Carr in Arkansas, shot 10 times. God, to even have to talk about it like this, Commissioner, just
break. Well, last week was a particularly violent week for American police officers. I'm going to apologize because I've actually lost count, although I Twitter out each one of them.
Yes, you do.
I think we lost four or five officers last week, including that officer in Jersey City.
Yeah. It just, and what is it, and help me out here, Commissioner, if you would, because I know you and I see you, and it was great to see you, by the way, at that Italian restaurant, and nice to see you in a civilian manner, sir, if I may. No, because I have such, you know, we're all in awe of Bill Bratton, you know, and your legendary stature in the law enforcement community. What can you do? What is it that they feel they can attack the police? It's like, because is it things like I talked about Colin Kaepernick, the way he disrespected the police by depicting police as pigs on his socks on national television, and we don't address that? Is it throwing water on cops in New York? What are your feelings in that regard, Commissioner?
Well, we're in an interesting point in time going into 2020. It's like the various layers of the earth and the seismic quakes. When those layers begin rubbing against each other and create earthquakes, we have a lot of reform initiatives underway. Our presidential race is reflective of that. The idea of social justice, the idea of criminal justice reform, and they're grating against each other. And the idea, like an earthquake, sometimes you have no ability to control that grating. Fortunately, we have lessons learned in the sense that we understood that back in the 90s that we needed to do something about disorder and crime together. You can't work on one and not the other because you're basically never going to cure the issue. And it worked for 30 years. I'm very confident that Dermot Shea, the new police commissioner, the CompStat system he's certainly intimate with, the resources he has to work with, that in New York City, there is the potential for this great police force to keep crime down. The disorder issue is one that is becoming more problematic because effectively the DAs have stopped prosecuting a lot of those crimes. And that's the issue we're going to have to watch most closely next year. The idea of crime will unfortunately always have these tragedies, such as the one that befell Chesa. but that overall crime we can keep down, but we can't keep it down if the disorder is also not dealt with. And I worry about the disorder aspect, that we are maybe taking a step too far in trying to deal with that issue.
And what about how online, when someone like these two, forgive my vernacular, these two creeps that killed that attacked the kosher deli in Jersey City, killed Joseph Seals, they're all over anti-Semitic everything, all these rants online. How do we not cover this online, Commissioner Bratton?
Well, part of that issue, Joe, as you know, is it's just so much of it, and that's a lot of the focus of, fortunately, the media, shows like yours, on entities such as Facebook, the entities that control the social media, the unwillingness in some instances of them to control that, to not give these people the opportunity to vent their hatred, their animosity, their anger. We still don't fully understand now in the really the first generation, 20, 30 years of the social media issue, how to control it to the extent that we reduce the dangers instead of increasing them. That's part of moving into 2020. That's another one of these seismic plates I'm talking about. The idea that pedophilia, all the sex crimes that we see so much about, and the fact that we hear and see so much about crimes that 20, 30 years ago, if we didn't read newspapers or watch the local news or listen to shows like yours, we would not be aware of. But now every one of us has our heads buried in these smartphones and constantly being bombarded all day long with this story from this little town someplace that we never heard of, that it has a magnitude of what would have been major news stories on the nightly news 20 years ago. Now it's basically coming at us every minute.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Commissioner Bill Bratton with Joe on the radio. It's 8:35 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Commissioner, appreciate your valuable time, sir. Today is the first day that illegal aliens can apply for driver's license under the new green light law. The last time we spoke with you, you indicated you were inclined to support this. Is that still the case, Commissioner Bratton?
On the issue of licensing of illegals who are here, I've been supportive of that going back to my time in Los Angeles, 2002, 2003. Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor. At that time, that was the height of the terrorism concern. And the governor there used the red herring that effectively this would empower terrorists. As I said at that time, any terrorist that wants to give me a photograph and fingerprints, come on down. I'll be happy to give you the license and take your photo and take your fingerprints. Similarly, over the years, my position has not changed the idea that not giving licenses to illegals, and they're here, there's over 10 million or whatever the latest count is, that it requires, not it doesn't require, but it encourages that if they are in an accident, one, they don't go to school, get the appropriate schooling for getting licenses, but two, if they're in an accident, they don't have insurance, they're not registered, they're here illegally, they don't have licenses, what are they going to do? They're going to flee the scene of the accident. And that just compounds the problem. So, no, on this one, that, again, you've got a photo, you've got some states' fingerprints that would go with it. It is an interesting issue to be debating, particularly in terms of the green light law that you referenced. But I'm still supportive of it, was supportive of in New York City giving out the city IDs, because it's law enforcement, from my perspective, as commissioner of New York and chief in L.A., it was a benefit to us in the sense of having a much better understanding of who is here and who are they.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, always appreciate it. You know, there are a lot of calls for a law enforcement type to run for mayor when Mayor de Blasio's term is limited. As you know, you've been talked about as a mayoral candidate, Bill Bratton, from time to time. Any chance you might jump in that arena, sir?
No, not at all. And I guess that proves how sane I am. That to run for a month of office in this country at this time, you have to be insane.
Yeah,
I came very close back in the late 90s. And fortunately, as I got ready to step off the cliff, I was pulled back. No, I have no interest in running for public office. It's bad enough being in public office, but I've always fortunately been appointed, so I didn't have to go through the aggravation of torture to get to the position. No, mayoral politics, state politics, national politics. I wish I was 20 years younger. I might give it a shot because there's so many issues out there right now requiring leadership and a voice speaking out in favor of some things and against other things. But no, my time for considering a political life is long gone.
All right, Commissioner Bill Bratton on Twitter, by the way, at Commiss Bratton, at Commiss Bratton. You want to check that out. Always appreciate your support of law enforcement, Bill Bratton. Okay. And always just great having you on the show, sir. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Commissioner.
Merry Christmas and an even happy new year.
Thank
All
you.
The best.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Bill Bratton right there with Joe on the radio, 8:39 right now. Big Al Gattulo standing by right here with the headline news local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops are searching for a gunman who shot a 24-year-old man in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, early Sunday morning. The victim shot around 3:30 in the morning on Willoughby Avenue. He is in stable condition. No word what led to the gunfire. Senator Chuck Schumer working on a deal that would deliver a Senate vote for the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Traced Act. The Schumer says the compromise bill, based on legislation that passed the House and Senate earlier this year, has now passed the House in a sweeping bipartisan vote and can become law if the Senate acts, adding now is the time to give Americans the silent nights they deserve. New York City and Long Island residents have received more than 612 million and 107 million calls, respectively, in the first 4 months of the year itself. In the past 4 months across the city, more than 571 million robocalls were placed and more than 140 million on Long Island. Officials in Homedale Township saying that Jersey Central Power and Light investigating recent power outages in the community. Cops say power has been restored to the area around Route 35 and Laurel Avenue following the electricity issues. However, residents in the affected area should be ready for additional outages while the power company is working to solve the problem. As a result, traffic signals on 35 might not work properly, so motorists should be wary while driving into and through intersections. In sports, Giants quarterback Eli Manning potentially going out as a winner after defeating the Dolphins 36-20 in what might be Manning's final start as a Giant at home. He ended Big Blue's 9-game losing streak yesterday, passing for more than 280 yards, 2 touchdowns. Knicks lose to the Nuggets 111-105. It was the Nets over the Sixers 109-89. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies and 35 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. A tough morning in Queens. Watch it on the Van Wyck southbound at the LIE. The left lane is out. That is due to a broken expansion joint blocking the left lane. Crash on the Van Wyck northbound by Rockaway Boulevard. Accident on the Grand Central eastbound at 188th Street. Final accident in Queens. That's on the Cross Island northbound near the Throgs Neck. Inbound, George, 15 to 20 for either deck. Inbound, Lincoln, 30. In at the Holland, 30 from the Turnpike, 40 from 1 to 9. Accident in Paramus, Route 4 westbound at Forest Avenue. Accident in Edison, 287 north, but at exit 2, it was already slow from the Turnpike to exit 12. Thruway southbound really looking good as you make your way from Rockland into Westchester County. Checking your forecast today, cloudy with a high of 36 degrees. Tonight, a rain-snow mix moves in, becoming all rain in the city down at 34 degrees. Tuesday, rain in 38. Wednesday, sunny in 36. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 842. How are you? Did you call Perillo Tours yet to go? Are you going with us? Come on, 800-431-1515.
Everybody wants to do Easter in Rome. We're going to spend Good Friday in Easter in Rome. Easter Sunday. And it is me, Steve Perillo, and you. And we are going to have the best time with our families there. And thanks for going. But the last time we went, people were so upset because Joe, I got in too late. And now is the time. And I know the holidays are upon us. But if you call 800-431-1515, you talk to Janice over there and the team at Perillo, and they will tell you how we're going, what we're doing. I mean, not only Easter in Rome and Good Friday as well. We're going to Assisi, to Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre. This is the most beautiful Italy trip that you will go on. The Tuscan countryside, and Siena itself, spectacular. We're going to go and see Assisi. We could pray to St. Francis together. Come on. You got to go to Rome with us and then all throughout the Tuscan countryside, because I'm afraid it's going to sell out again. And I'm going to have to say we can't take any more reservations. And this is selling out like hotcakes. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Just say, I want to fly away to Italy with Joe and Steve on the Perillo Piscopo Tour. 800-431-1515 or perillotours.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror, and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for a decade, and it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arm, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Frankie Five Boroughs. It's kettle time, red kettle time. So tell me, people are now, thank you so much. Everybody is starting to donate a little bit. We want you to.
Eunice Kushar gave a very generous contribution about an hour ago. Thank you.
Thanks, Eunice. We appreciate it so much. God bless you for that. We want you to go to team970.org. You know, they track these things. I'd like to say, be able to say, you know, AM 970 in New York, boy, did we step up. And you are stepping up. And little by little, we're getting there. We're reaching our goal. You know, we want you to jump on board on your Christmas list as you and I panic at this point. When am I getting the kids? I was with one of the bellmen at the Hilton. They put me at the Hilton before I went over to the Rainbow Room. And we were chatting about he had to go to the Nike store and get the right present for his kid. You know, and I said, do the right thing. But, you know, we go out of our way so much. Don't forget about those who have no opportunity to get anything. They do not have any opportunity to help out loved ones. And I'm talking about food. And I'm talking about shelter. Like, if you give $100 right now, $100, how much are you going to spend on everybody else? I don't even want to tell you what I'm spending. The first thing I did, I went to team970.org and gave $100, as Frankie did. And $100 will feed a family of four for 3 days. Now, if that's not in the name of goodness, in the name of God, to help somebody, I don't know what is. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. And here I am worrying about what presents, you know, what special presents I could get on Christmas morning for my kids. First thing I did, I helped those in need at team970.org. And I hope you do the same. Love really does have an army. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Here comes Santa Claus, 848. Hey, Rudy is on the show. So let me just say, on Twitter, we got a guy that watches over us. He watches our back. He has the handle at Swag Dad, Rudy V. That's his real name. Great guy, and he watches over us. Rudy, welcome to the show. Merry Christmas, brother. Thanks for always being there for us.
Merry Christmas, man. How you doing today?
Good. We're good. It was a crazy weekend with everything, you know. Hey, first of all, I got to thank you. And I told Dina, I said, you know, I told her about Swag Dad on Twitter. I said, did you see the picture? She did see the picture. You got us from the National Italian American Foundation, man. You found
that. Yes, yes. And I got it online, man. And
thank you.
Listen, you guys are always wonderful, man. I saw that when you were on Fox and Friends, yeah. and the other one I watched. Beautiful stuff. Really nice, you know?
I feel good. Really, it's all feel-good stuff, right? And
you know
be...
what?
Go ahead.
It brings you back. Yeah. Man. It just brings you back, you know? And today, that's what we need. You know, I hear you talking about, you know, the green light law. And you know, if you got a minute, you know what happens is it's not the police that are not doing their jobs. I've got to be honest with you. It's the court systems, you know.
Yep.
Joe, I got to tell you, I've been in the court system now, in landlord-tenant court for 2 years. Can't get him out. He owes me 104 large. I call the court. You know what I get told? The judge works at his own pace. That trickles down. Trickles down to all the criminal courts and everything like that. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, you know, maybe they should put a deadline for the judges, huh? Because
man, I'm going to tell you, term limits are a necessity.
Yeah,
you know, they don't want them. It's like when you get tenure in a school district.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
My son who has has autism. Oh. You know, you got these kids. You know, I mean, God bless. He's 21. He's a beautiful kid. Very mild, thank God. But it was a struggle for 21 years, man. And you got teachers sitting on their backsides, not getting him to do what he needs to do. So in that case, you got to let the teacher go. You know, if there's proof that she's not doing a job or whatever, why is she collecting 200 large a year? It's wrong.
I know. It's so true. You know? And these judges are appointed. Rudy, these judges are appointed. And I don't want to blame the judges because they're put into position by politicians. And then they vote during that right down the politician's line. And then they don't in New Jersey, these guys. And I know from divorce court. Hey, what am I going to tell you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't
well,
know.
Listen, you know, what's so, you know, you're right. And you know what's so upsetting to me is when I call, the guy owes me $104 in back rent. Right. He doesn't even live in the house. He moved to Old Westbury. I live in Manhasset. He moved to Old Westbury. He's got cameras around my house. He tells the police every time I go there, no, we're in court. Meanwhile, we're not in court. I'm waiting for the certificate of eviction. It's been 9 months I've been waiting for this certificate. Nassau County, I have to tell you, with the amount of money they generate,
yeah.
My taxes, I will tell you now, I pay $25,000 a year on my house.
Oh, geez, yeah.
The other house in Searingtown, I'm at 28. You're talking over 50 grand in taxes, and I can't get into the court system to get this guy out of my house because the judge works at his own pace.
Yeah.
Oh, listen,
you know,
I got to tell you.
I know. Don't move to Florida. Rumor has it you're running to Florida, baby. Rudy,
no,
come
I'm
on, man.
Huh? No. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to buy a second home, well, a third home there. But, you know, ooh. I'm very blessed. Like you said, you know, you should give to whatever you can. Years ago, I used to go to the post office and get letters from Santa. And I used to find families that needed. And wow. They would ask Santa for certain wow. things. And I would go to Burlington Coal Factory.
Oh, man.
Caldor. You remember Caldor?
Yeah, I'm going to send you my alimony payments. Rudy, come on. Yeah. You can help me. Rudy, we love you, man.
Listen, yes, I'm there with you, buddy.
Thank you. No, God bless you. God bless you and Godspeed. And Merry Christmas to you and yours, Rudy. We appreciate it very much. 8:52 with Joe on the radio. Susie Cerrone, the birthday girl. She's out there checking out traffic. He's a very generous man. I thought maybe I could throw in my alimony along the way. Hey,
there
I'm just
go.
Saying, you know, oh. that's what I want in my stocking. Hey, Susie, how we doing traffic-wise? 8:52 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, definitely tough in Queens this morning. A broken expansion joint on the Van Wyck southbound at the LIE. That's why the left lane is out, and that's causing delays across the Whitestone Bridge. Queensbound, another accident in Queens on the Van Wyck northbound at Rockaway Boulevard. Alternate side in effect, inbound George 20 for the upper, 15 for the lower. The Lincoln is 20, the Holland's 25 from the Turnpike, 40 from 1 and 9. Ouch, delays on the Parkway northbound, 132 to 140. Accident being cleared in Edison, 287 northbound at exit 2. The thruway is clear between Westchester and Rockland, but in Westchester, 287 eastbound is solid from the thruway to exit 6 in White Plains. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed Romano of Aesthetic Smiles, New Jersey. Let's face it.
Teeth can chip, fracture, crack, or be prone to infection at any time, despite your perfect brushing and flossing habits. Crowns are an amazing solution when it comes to many common dental issues, protecting your real tooth while looking and functioning just like it. And you'll have the comfort and confidence of your smile back as soon as you walk out the door. Please call my office at Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey at 973-285-5480 to see if a same-day crown is for you. And I'll see you for the next dental health update.
Now, there's something you need to know about Relief Factor. They're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. They have been a consistent sponsor of the Larry Elder Show for years. On radio, a lot of sponsors come and go, stay for a while, and then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. And that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day for their back and neck pain, their shoulder, hip, and knee pain. And now they're in less or no pain at all. Simple as that, it works. I've told you 80% of the people that order the three-week quick start go on to order more. What about the 20% who don't? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed those 20%, most of them admitted they never gave the product a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days, then skipped a day or two. They didn't do what the docs, three-week quick start, recommended. And the first step? Order the three-week quick start for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Just go to relieffactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 8:55 right now, telling you about Capalbo's gift baskets. They make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets, and towers. You name it, they've got it. Everything at Capalbo's looks good, tastes even better, always fresh, beautifully presented. They make gift giving easy and affordable, and there's something for everybody. You know, most of the baskets come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, Capalbo's is a family-owned business I keep telling you about. It's a landmark in the tri-state area for over 110 years. I remember them from when I was a kid growing up back in the day. You got a Capalbo's gift basket? That's what you'd always hear, you know? Hey, we're going to give a Capalbo's gift basket. They're right there on Allwood Road in Clifton. I've been there. I've seen how they make the handmade baskets that they do. The family, personally, I know they're good, solid people that you can trust. And I invite you now to go to CapalbosOnline.com, CapalbosOnline.com, or call 800-252-6262. It's 800-252-6262. But you have to use the promo code Joe970. Boom, 10% off your order. CapalbosOnline.com or call 800-252-6262. The checkout code is Joe970 for 10% off. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
War Room Impeachment with Steve Bannon. Tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lundberg's at the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, good morning. We got snow coming in. What's going on overnight into the morning, my friend?
It's going to get a little messy. I think in the city it's mostly going to end up being rain. And that'll be the case, I think, out on the island and to the south of the city. But the northwest suburbs, there's going to be a period of time where there's some snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Oh, boy.
Because temperatures there are going to be much closer to the 32-degree mark overnight tonight. So the troubles, I think, are going to be in the northern and western suburbs. That's where there can be a more significant period where there's icing that takes place.
Yeah. All right, Joe. You all set for Christmas? All good for the holidays? You're good?
I'm going to finish it up of Friday. My daughter's coming in from Peru on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And both of us have the day off, so we're gonna go out and do a little shopping.
You're the best. She lives down there now, man.
She does missions work down there, so she comes home
God
for about a month
her.
A year
God
in,
bless her.
Around the holidays, and then goes back.
Yeah, Joe, I tell you, you're a good daddy, buddy, and we wish you all the best, and thanks for always keeping us up to date on weather, my friend. Joe Lundberg, right there, 8:58 with Joe on the radio.
What's
the
great again? My IQ is huge.
I got somebody who gave me this. It's a Donald Trump.
Uncle John,
it's
Uncle
a Donald
John.
Trump. It's a pen, and you press it, and the boxing gloves come out, and then it says a Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's a great pen.
In your,
the thing, I wish they would have used real Trump quotes instead of a Trump impersonator.
All right, we
but
know
it's
that.
It's a fine pen.
Carter Page is going to join us when we come back. I was with Carter at the Tony LoBianco Christmas party yesterday. Great guy. And I said, Carter, you got to jump on the air with us tomorrow just to fill us in on everything you're doing. And Carter Page will join us on AM 970, The Answer.